This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
All right, it's a Football Friday. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Bart Scott yakking for an hour on First Take, ambling his way down the hallway to get to our studio, Studio B, where he'll be set up and ready to go. And so in the meantime, I will tell you, you can be part of Barton Hahn Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. You can call us at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation, presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper. It's the one fans deserve. Yes, it's a Friday. It is a week before Thanksgiving. It is like that time of year you just start to feel it. And we watched football last night, and it was snowing. And we had thunder snow already up in Buffalo. They're moving that game, which is the right thing to do. But why didn't Buffalo leave before the snow came? That didn't make any sense. They can't practice today. But it's Friday. They generally do walkthroughs on a Friday, so not that big of a deal. But still, for a Bills team that needs a win and they're playing the Browns, you know, you don't want any more distractions than you've already got, which is moving the game to Detroit. One person that is happy to go to Detroit in November, Kimberly Martin, because she... she's assigned to that game. You didn't want to get stuck in Buffalo with what could be 3 to 4 feet of snow. But there are a lot of games this weekend that are worth talking about. But last night's game, is Bart there? You set up yet?
I'm here, baby.
All right, there you are. What's happening, baby? So last night's game, I don't think we learned anything from the Titans beating the Packers 27-17. But we saw snow, which was nice. We saw Aaron Rodgers kind of revert back again to a guy that just looks like this season has gone south quickly. And Derrick Henry's Derrick Henry. But, I mean, what are the Titans and where are the Packers headed?
Well, for me, we know where they're headed. They're headed to go get them U-Haul boxes. And they a nice sunny island. Yeah, nice sunny island. Yeah. They're about to start shipping the cars and start finger pointing. You know, and they've handled the end of Aaron Rodgers' career, I think, badly. And I have to blame the management. I got to blame Murphy.
Really?
Yes, absolutely. Because, listen, they've managed the transition from Aaron Rodgers to whoever's next, whether it's Jordan Love or whether they say, you know what, let's trade Aaron Rodgers. Just as bad, I believe, as Pittsburgh handled Ben Roethlisberger. Because now this contract is going to handicap them for the next couple of years.
Yep.
And then where are you at after that? Where are you at after that? Okay. Aaron Rodgers plays the length of his contract out. 2 years. Where are you at? You're probably going to lose Jordan Love because his contract's going to be up without you ever letting him play. I said this on First Take about maybe 30 minutes ago that I felt like the Jordan Love situation has been handled as bad as Josh Rosen, meaning a young player comes in with a lot of talent. We thought he was a talent, enough of a talent to be a first-round draft pick. He Chosen never Rosen. Got an opportunity to do anything. So now he's going to go out in the free market, say, yeah, okay, I've been in the league 4 years or 5 years, yeah, and I've never played. And you think somebody's going to be patient with trying to see a guy that's maybe 24, 25 years old making 21 and 20-year-old mistakes because that's about how much experience he has on the job. So, like, what do you do if you're him? Like, you're stuck between a rock and a hard place because nobody else is going to pay you the money that you're getting paid underneath your rookie deal, but you need to play. And with Aaron Rodgers there, you won't get an opportunity to play. And even if they decide to trade Aaron Rodgers next year, you have 1 year to basically be put in a Daniel Jones situation without having any experience, the game, the speed of the game, and being able to grow with this young team. This team is young with Christian Watson, Dobbs, Aaron Jones, A.J. Dillon. Why not have a young quarterback? And they failed him. If you're not, and if that wasn't what you're going to do, Allen, then you should have never, ever, I don't care what he said, let Devontae Adams walk out the door. You franchise tag him and say you stuck, much like Kevin Durant is stuck with the Nets. That's what you do because if you're going that way, you have to have – Aaron Rodgers has to have a great player around him.
See, I feel like – first of all, you know I love you, but that your take about Rodgers and your take about how this is the Packers' fault, it's partly the Packers' fault, but I blame this season and this season heading the way it is – all on Aaron Rodgers, all of it. And I'll explain in a moment. But first, let's hear from Aaron Rodgers after the game because at least for once, he's taken some accountability.
I'm not going to make excuses about my thumb. It's been the same since New York. I don't know. I got to go back and look at it. I felt like fundamentally I was, you know, in a good spot, but just didn't have the same type of consistent grip and ball coming out the same way. I threw a lot of kind of wobblers tonight. So there was some wind, but just missed a few throws I should have had. I mean, definitely the one to Sammy and the one to Allen for sure.
Yeah, the one to Watkins, he threw way ahead of him. But, I mean, a third and 12 with 9 minutes to go. That third and three to Lazard just sailed it. I mean, these throws were bad throws. He did have a couple of good ones. He hit Watson twice. That one at the end of the first half was, you know, just, that was, vintage Aaron Rodgers. But here's my problem is we've talked about this, Bart. Like, you had to know as an organization, were you going to be all in or not? Because he wasn't sure if he even wanted to play anymore. And you were stuck. You had the whole – most of the offseason with Aaron Rodgers was all about, is he going to play or is he not going to play? And you were basically – like, you had to wait. You were held hostage by this guy deciding what he wanted to do. Then when he decides, all right, I'm going to be a Packer and they're going to give him a ton of money and all that other stuff – and then Devontae Adams is like, I'm not waiting around for this.
But
and
he didn't have a choice. They didn't have to trade him. They could have franchise tagged him. Said, you ain't going nowhere.
But you understand, though, Rodgers started this whole thing.
I understand.
And Adams
that.
Had already been hinting to the fact that he wanted to one day play with Derek Carr. You opened the door for that when you were undecided. And then you don't even show up. You show up for 2 days in the offseason. This is all on Aaron Rodgers. All of it.
But if the organization said that, okay, like, he wants to go play, yeah, you would tell him, yeah, you're going to give us this last year with Aaron Rodgers. You didn't have to let him go. What do you mean? You could have franchise tagged him. You didn't have to do that. And if you're going to – it's like you're half in with Aaron Rodgers. Okay, you give Aaron Rodgers the money, but you left his number one weapon go away. Like, I also blame Matt LaFleur, because Matt LaFleur was the head coach in 2019. And he decided, and he signed off as well on the draft of Jordan Love. Jordan Love, if Jordan Love doesn't play, then he should have been the best receiver or the best tackle in the game.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. This organization,
part, you're right.
Their present plan and their future plan are not tied together. I don't know
that is correct.
What they're doing. They're halfway stuck on the fence on both sides.
Because Rodgers held them hostage.
Who fault is
that's
that?
That's why.
Who fault is that?
Are you kidding me?
He didn't
you
hold
think
him.
It was that easy for them to just let him walk?
They let Brett Favre
walk. It's
that
easy for the franchise just, because they had Aaron Rodgers.
Right, and they thought they had Jordan
walk.
Love.
Nah, man, there's no way they saw Jordan Love enough to know he's not ready. And if this guy walks,
how can he get ready if he never plays? You think he's going to be ready next year when Aaron Rodgers is there? How can you get ready if you never play?
Watch him. We watched him in the offseason when he was in, and he was QB1 during the offseason.
Did you see Justin Fields? Did you see Justin Fields?
Yeah,
No, did Justin Fields look like anything? But by him playing, he got better.
The only way you had the choice of saying we can continue to win because this guy helps us win, which the last two seasons proved.
Okay, with Devontae Adams.
The last two seasons, he was the MVP, and you won 13 games a year. So would you buy him
with Devontae Adams? Where did it get you? Got you sent home.
It got you 26 wins in 2 years.
But it got you sent home. So without Devontae Adams, what should your expectations have been?
Well, that's another conversation.
Should your expectations have been 13-3 without Devontae Adams?
All right, so you're going Kevin Durant on this. You're saying Aaron Rodgers is saying the same thing Kevin Durant said. Well, look,
yes.
I got Sammy Watkins,
and you expect me to win because you got number 12 out
because you got me. This is literally the same exact conversation as Kevin Durant.
That's why I brought up Kevin Durant. Yes, it's the same thing.
Well, here's the thing.
You don't trade James Harden if that's the case. You say you're on contract. I ain't trading you for nothing.
Kevin Durant didn't want to come back. And they brought him back.
Aaron Rodgers.
And was that the smart thing? Because maybe they could have hit the reset button a lot sooner if
neither
they traded him
before. Neither did Aaron Rodgers.
But guess what? You can trade Kevin Durant during the regular season right now and get something. You can't trade Aaron Rodgers another year.
You could have traded.
$99 million dead cap.
You could have traded him during the trade deadline, and somebody would have took that money. Somebody would have ate that money, and you took half of it. Just because it's $91 million on the cap. So who cares?
It's a ton.
How many people go around with dead cap money forever? Like, right now we're having a real discussion, should Jordan Love play so he can get some experience, correct?
I guess that's where it's headed.
So what's the difference? Aaron Rodgers sitting on the bench and you paying him $90 million? So what does it matter where he is if you're letting the young player play? Who cares whether he's in your locker room?
And you hope that you'll be competitive next year. You just got to make some tweaks to the roster. Clearly, and hope he actually shows up and invests in his team.
And then what?
Then what? But
what's the future plan? Now you're going to look.
The future plan is to win.
So the future plan is to look like Look like Pittsburgh when Ben Roethlisberger leaves.
Well, let me ask you a question.
So what I'm saying is they're not transitioning.
Hang on. What's the future plan for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? What's their future plan? What's the future plan for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? What's their future plan?
The guy was there for 3 years.
Yeah.
What do you mean? We're talking about 1 year. We're talking about 1 year or 2 years and being done. Tom Brady was there for 3 years.
Right.
Tom Brady was an import. So why don't you let Aaron Rodgers be an import for a team like, say, the Saints, who can give you some young talent back in return? Look at what Seattle done with Russell Wilson. And I said this on First Take as well. I blame Tom Brady for making people believe that quarterbacks today can play well into their 40s. It's his fault. Because you think, okay, all great players are not created equal. Are great players equal to LeBron? No, but they're great players. Mm-hmm. But you can't assume that everybody's going to play at the level that LeBron's playing at 30. Tom Brady's 1-1. LeBron James is 1-1. To think Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers, because guess what? He may be elite from a throwing the football standpoint. He's not elite from a leadership standpoint. And when you get old and you don't have a lot of people, you need both. Much like John Elway was both. But he wasn't the best player on the team. And we assume because he's Aaron Rodgers and he won MVP that he's not going to age gracefully. I told you football is the only sport where you can be great in the first part of the year, and then the second part of the year when it's a new season, you look barbecue chicken. He doesn't look like he's done, but he doesn't look like he's who he was.
No,
and I got
not.
Another thing for him, the reason why his hand and what was happening, and I'll explain this on the other side of the break, what part of the year we are in and what happens to the football and what happens to the field.
Right. All right. There's a lot of things to unpack from this whole thing. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's get you all into the conversation because we need to know. We're debating this thing. We want you to be part of it. Who is to blame here with what's happening in Green Bay? The expectations for this team were not that they are at a point now at week 11 that they have a 6% chance to make the playoffs. 94% chance they will not make the playoffs. A team with Aaron Rodgers, a team that has won 26 games year after year, they just win. He's an MVP year after year, and this is where they are right now, all because one guy left. One. That's what happened. Is this what we really thought? Bart says, no, it's the Packers. It's the front office. You blame them. Brian Gutekunst, you blame Matt LaFleur. Blame them for decisions that they made not preparing for the end. You asked the question, right, about – you mentioned that thing about the quarterback, right? Quarterback can look great in the beginning of a season. He could be done by the end of the season. I always think of 11-0 Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah.
Because 11-0 Ben Roethlisberger for a little while there was like, okay, Big Ben still got a little something left. Look at them winning. By the end of that season, the wheels fell off. Fell off. You knew it was done. So my point is you can't move Aaron Rodgers.
Okay, so
but Aaron Rodgers, unlike Tom Brady, I don't want to dive because you're right. We just got to just reset here for a moment. But Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady can never, ever, ever be compared to each other again. I'll explain that and more. It's Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Easy to bundle your home and car insurance at progressive.com. Sugar Ray, good reference.
Right on point.
Right? Like, Bart, I just feel like Tom Brady, just like LeBron, you want to do like the KD, LeBron, Tom Brady, or even, Harden, and then the Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers thing. Here's the difference. Tom Brady is maniacal. Aaron Rodgers is he's tactical. He's just so smart and so good, but he's not maniacal.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers shows up and he's just like, all right, I'm here. This like here I like Kevin Durant walks into a gym and he's like, all right, I'm on the team. We're supposed to win. Whereas LeBron comes in and he's like, I want this piece. I want that piece.
Right.
It has to be. This is how I need the chess pieces set up. And then we're going to win.
You know what that is?
And that's Tom Brady, too. I need my guys.
Yes.
I need Gronk. I need this guy. I need
AB,
that guy.
Yep.
All right. Now we can run. Like, that's the difference. Aaron Rodgers and KD just walk into the gym and just play, and whatever happens, happens. The other two guys, they're maniacal. They want to move chess pieces. They want to have it just right, and then they can win.
And they're willing.
Well, who would you rather have?
They're willing to put their money where their mouth is, too.
That, too.
That's the difference. They're willing to put their money in it where their mouth is.
Because compare Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady ever again.
Because you could never do it anyway. Now with seven titles, You know what I mean? With the talent that Aaron Rodgers have, he should have at least been to three Super Bowls.
But you're blaming your front office. You're blaming. Like,
yes.
That's the thing.
Because they gave him the money. But this is the thing.
But Bart, wanted all this say. He wanted all this ownership in the team. Okay. They gave it to him, and he doesn't show up.
But
come on.
Listen, but that's not why I'm still – the reason I'm still blaming management is because guess what? When they made that decision to go and pay Aaron Rodgers all that money, and even in the beginning – if it didn't look right because you thought these young players were going to come and Aaron Rodgers was going to do what he always do, make somebody like Jordy Nelson to come out of nowhere and be like, oh, he's a great player. Take a guy like James Jones and make him a great player, right? Take a guy like Greg Jennings and make him a great player. And once you didn't see that didn't happen, you mean to tell me you didn't want to spend future picks to go get a guy? Like, they should have been in on Robbie Anderson, right? They should have been in on Chase Claypool. Like, they should have got it done. Because you've already went there. Once you bought in and gave this man $50 million with a $90 million cap hit, you got to go all in. You can't talk about what about these picks. They saw it. They saw Aaron Rodgers complaining about these receivers in week one, week two. So by the trade deadline, you should have been got it done. Robbie Anderson should have been right there.
I agree. I agree with that part. You're right because at some point you just got to know, all right, well, we're in. We're stuck. We're going to have to make the best of it. But how does Christian Watson look now these last couple of weeks?
He looks good.
Starting to figure it out, right?
Yes.
Okay. So that took too long.
He's been injured.
It took too long.
But he still ain't hold up. Even with him looking good, how close are these games? They still getting their ass kicked. That means he ain't enough.
Well, you get only 17 points
listen,
in this game.
Him
that's terrible.
Right. Him together don't equal Davante Adams.
Of course not.
They thought him and Dobbs.
How's it working out for Davante Adams in Vegas?
Not well.
No. So you could see. That's one thing
They're both losing, right? They're both losing.
Guys,
would you rather be losing in Green Bay or would you rather be losing in Vegas? With the taxes, with the tax breaks and the lifestyle.
Let me tell you something. I've lost in Vegas before. 888 say
ESPN. And when you lose, you win in Vegas because you did something. You ain't need much money to have fun, trust me.
3776. Let's get some calls in on this because, you know, this is a spirited debate and it's an interesting one because where do the Packers go from here? They're kind of stuck with Rodgers at least for a year if you look at the cap situation. Bart disagrees, but I just feel like you can at least for a year. All right, let's go. So news from Barton Hahn Nation. We've got Darian in D.C. hitting us up on the Dr. Pepper call online. What's up, Darian?
Hey, guys. Huge Packers fan. Hi, Bart. How you doing?
What up?
I got to say, it's definitely on Brian Goody because when he, in 2018, when Hopkins got all that money and he went public and said that he values the highest paid contract or receiver differently, that's where the entire team and organization imploded from right then on.
So you're saying they imploded because he didn't – they should have addressed Davante Adams' contract
like
a lot
sooner
earlier.
Rather than later, yeah.
Yeah.
That part –
they assumed that him and Aaron Rodgers were such good friends that he would never leave.
That's why Rodgers was so pissed off at him for those couple of years there and that Gutekunst had to admit some fault. Benjamin is in South Carolina. What's up, Ben?
Hey, y'all. You failed to mention Za'Darius Smith leaving.
Yep.
He's one of the sack leaders this year. Offensive coordinator.
In a division.
In your division, right.
I'll just say Aaron Rodgers is a B-I-T-T-H.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I mean.
That's more than fair. He is an eye guy, right? He's not Tom Brady. He's not going to give up money so that you can sign everybody else. But the reason they let Za'Darius Smith go is because they knew they can get Preston Smith cheaper. And they knew they had to pay Rashawn Gary next year $100 million because he was a top 10 first-round pick. So you can't just pay three pass rushers.
You can't
so they got
everybody.
Rid of him a year early. So right. I understand Za'Darius Smith leaving. I would have got rid of Preston Smith because they could have got out of that contract because they signed them both at the same time. And Za'Darius Smith was clearly the better player. And if you look at his sack totals and what he's been since he's been there, but he was coming off a major injury where he didn't play much last year. So they decided, because he didn't want to take a pay cut, they decided to let him go instead of Preston Smith. But one of them had to go regardless.
We got more news from Barton Hahn Nation. We got Russ in Atlanta hitting us up on the Dr. Pepper call in line. What's up, Russ?
How's it going? I'm a Bears fan living in Atlanta. I'm going to the game this Sunday. I'm glad Green Bay is going through these woes. The problem is.
All right, Russ, we're having a hard time with your phone. Give us a call back. Tony's in Kentucky. Tony.
Yes.
How you doing, Tony?
How are you guys doing today?
Good, good. What you got for us?
So you all were asking who's at fault, and I was going to say it's definitely the Packers front office. When you think about, they allowed Aaron Rodgers' attitude about Jordan Love to allow them to handcuff, or allowed Aaron Rodgers to handcuff the team with his contract, where they couldn't afford to keep a Davante Adams in their mind.
They could afford to take him. Davante Adams, he refused to take the contract. They offered him the contract, and he was tired of Aaron Rodgers' shenanigans, and I think he got a glimpse of what life would be with Jordan Love, and he said he didn't want to waste his prime not trying to play for championships, so he decided to leave because of those things, not just because they couldn't pay him, because they could have paid him. But the problem is, if they could have paid him, why didn't they pay somebody else who was just as good, and when you had a whole offseason and free agency to be able to do it?
Yeah, I agree with you on that part. I think the Davante Adams thing definitely rests a lot on Aaron Rodgers and the instability of that whole situation. This offseason is why they are 4-7. This offseason is why they have lost 6 of their last 7 games, and now is a 94% chance that they will not make the playoffs. Imagine that. A team that they have been over the last couple of years, and Aaron Rodgers is an MVP 2 times in the last 2 years, will not make the playoffs. Hard to believe. More of your calls coming up on this topic. See, a lot of people want to sound off. We'll get to you next. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Hahn.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
All right, here we go. Bart and Hahn. Presented by Progressive Insurance. Lots of calls here to get to. As Aaron Rodgers and the Packers lose their 6th in their last 7 games, they can't follow up with what looked like a big win over the Cowboys. They lose Thursday Night Football at home. Some snowflakes in the air kind of felt cool. To watch it was kind of cool. But they lose 27-17, just 17 points. And Rodgers in the fourth quarter did not look good at all. A couple of errant throws. Didn't want to blame the thumb. But you can't look at the Packers right now and feel like this is a team that's going to make the playoffs. And Bart and I going back and forth about who to blame. He says it's the organization. I think it's him. I think Rodgers. They dedicate the contract to you.
No, who's first?
They give you all the value. They give you all the who's input. First? And this and you aren't as invested as you need to be. That's what I say.
That's like saying, hey, Allen, you know, we invest in you, but we don't give you the tools to be successful. That's on the organization. You can give somebody the spot and say, hey, we're all
But that'd be like me just showing up when the show starts instead of preparing before the show starts, like a good host is supposed to do.
But Aaron,
right?
No.
Like
no,
I show
no,
up before no, see, and I'm see, ready to go. So when we're ready to play,
see, I push back.
I'm set up.
See,
and
push,
he doesn't he didn't do that.
I push back. Yeah, I've been Aaron Rodgers' biggest critic as far as him putting in more time and spending time with the receivers. But at the end of the day, Aaron Rodgers stepped in, he's a good quarterback. So that's his ultimate first responsibility. Right, it's really those receivers' responsibility, but he could have helped them and been a better team player. But ultimately, the biggest failure, and they're all to blame. I told you 1, 2, 3, because it goes all the way back to Matt LaFleur signing off on Jordan Love, because I think he wanted some young quarterback that he can groom for his future going forward, because he hoped to be the long-term solution at coach there. So he signed off on that. So he's responsible too, because he assumed that Aaron Rodgers was going to decline before he went on back-to-back MVPs. But Aaron Rodgers is responsible, but the organization is responsible first, because once they decide, mutually agree to buy in to Aaron Rodgers and not move on to Jordan Love and try and build around Jordan Love, then you have to give Aaron Rodgers what he needs to be successful. And if they had money to offer that to give to Devontae Adams, then they had money to go out in free agency and get a big-time receiver.
All right, something you just said there is something actually LeBron James referenced last night. The Shop did sort of their own, like, Manning cast kind of thing for Thursday Night Football, and he made a little bit of a parallel there as well. We'll get to that when we get audio files coming up in the next hour. But we've got your calls. Let's get to them at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's go up to the Great White North, up to Canada, and we talk with John. How you doing, John?
Good. Sorry, Han. I think Barster Domus has this one pegged. I think it's time to move on from Rodgers, especially when he's hurt. Let Jordan Love get his reps. And we don't need to talk about Pittsburgh. This happened in Green Bay with a former quarterback in Favre. I think it's the same thing. I think the organization has given their quarterbacks way too much power in this.
Yeah, when you look at it, right? But
thank you, John.
But they knew what they had in Aaron Rodgers. They haven't given Jordan Love enough opportunities to make mistakes. As a young quarterback, he has to have games where he looked like Zach Wilson. He has to have games where he looks like Justin Fields. That's part of the process. And it's unfair to expect him to be an instant success when Aaron Rodgers wasn't even an instant success.
Let's go to Glenn in Jersey. What's up, Glenn?
Hey, Bon, you brought up the Steelers. I'm a big-time Steelers fan, and when the Steelers were 11-0, they were 11-0 and could have lost half the games during that season. Mm-hmm. I mean, Ben was done. I mean, he was throwing a cinder block at that point.
You're right. I mean,
to use the Steelers team as a comparison is just bad because they really had no shot going forward.
Well, we said that, though. My point was that was a fugazi 11-0. We said it all along. But the point was is that because they were 11-0, people were talking about it like Ben had all the – like he still has something left. And by the end of that season, the wheels fell off, right? I know that season well. Trust me. I followed that season closely. No, because you're a fan. Glenn, you watched it closely. I'm talking about the perception was he still had something, but
everybody's
we all knew he didn't.
Pittsburgh's 11-0.
Yeah.
And he was like throwing a lot of short passes and getting credit.
Hey, Glenn, you're right, and that's the point we were making. I just think you misunderstood the point I was trying to make. How about we go to Illinois and talk with Blake? What's up, Blake?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Hey, no, I definitely would say that Rodgers is absolutely the reason why the Packers are doing so crappy as they are. I mean, if you look at if it's going to just take one person to mess up the entire season, then obviously
– like Kyrie?
I don't know. No, I would just say, like, since Devontae went over and they haven't done anything since Adams left, I mean, you can't just put it all on Adams. You got to also put it on the other players, including the person that's been playing for almost 10-plus years.
So tell me this.
Tell me this. Oh, I'm sorry.
If they had money to pay Devontae Adams the $20 million or $100 million – why didn't they take half of that money and go get Aaron Rodgers a proven great receiver? You know what the answer was? Sammy Watkins. Come on, man. Sammy Watkins is like Julio Jones. He ain't been available for 16 games ever in the NFL, let alone in the last 10 years.
Blake,
and that was your
answer. Can I answer it for you, Blake? I'll do that. Thanks for the call, Blake. I'll answer it for you. Aaron Rodgers told them he wanted to be more involved in decision-making. So you're telling me
Aaron Rodgers picked Sammy Watkins.
Can you tell me he didn't?
Hell no, he ain't picked no Sammy Watkins.
No? He wanted Randall Cobb. He got him. You're going to tell me that he
Randall
had
Cobb's
no
actually
input.
Played well.
Yeah, he has. And Randall Cobb also, by the way, said, we lose another one, you can say we're pretty much done. So Randall Cobb also knows what's going on right now in Green Bay. Let's continue with the calls at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Anthony in New York. Anthony.
What's up, gentlemen? How you doing?
Good.
So listen, real quick, man, I have to agree that it's the front office. I mean, they know that they only had maybe one or two good years with Aaron Rodgers left. And once Devontae left, they should have did something about moving Aaron Rodgers. I mean, he would have been great trade bait at that point, especially coming off an MVP season. And then not only that, you could have gave this kid Jordan Love. Like, in other words, now adding Rodgers for 2 to 3 more years means you set your organization back another 5 years waiting for these new guys to develop when it could have only been 2 or 3 if you'd have got rid of Aaron once you got rid of Devontae.
The only problem with that was that Aaron didn't have the contract extension that they gave him. It would have been almost impossible. No, what team would have given you anything for him
hold on,
knowing that he was going to play? We didn't know he wanted to play, Bart. Come on, we talked about it all summer.
But once you gave him the contract, you knew he wanted to play, right?
Oh, so you're going to give him the contract and then trade him? He agreed with you with the contract.
In basketball, isn't there such thing as sign and trade?
Yeah, but again, he...
Oh, you don't think if they would put Aaron Rodgers up there for a sign and trade,
man,
Carolina would have gave it to you? They would have gave you McCaffrey. They would have gave you Robbie Anderson, DJ Moore. They would have gave you whatever you wanted.
It's so easy to say that now, man. It really is. All right, 888 ESPN. I know what you. No, I don't misunderstand me to think that I don't hear you. I know exactly what you're saying. I feel like we're letting Aaron Rodgers off the hook.
No, he's third. He's second, and LaFleur is third because LaFleur signed off as a head coach, a young head coach, and drafting Jordan Love.
All right. Well, we got the calls. We'll continue with them. You also wanted to explain about last night and why, with the weather now and this time of year, and Rodgers having the thumb issue, that there's something different about the football that you wanted to explain to people of why it could be, maybe not an excuse, but a reason why he uncharacteristically had some really bad throws when they needed him most. So we'll get that. Lots to get to. Go around the NFL as well. The Browns and the Bills officially moved to Detroit. What we learned from the Titans last night as well, if we learned anything at all. More to get to. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Hahn.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio. So last night we got a little taste of what's to come now in the football season, which is we get into the cold weather season, Thanksgiving next week. And with the huge storm that's hitting Buffalo and had to move that game, the Bills and the Browns ended up, now that's got to play in Detroit. We saw some snow last night at Lambeau Field for the Thursday night game with the Titans winning 27-17. And we saw, which is a bit uncharacteristic for Rodgers, although not this season. This season in the fourth quarter, he has not been efficient at all. But we just saw him throw some errant passes that normally, for him, he's on target. And you, Bart, were saying, him with the thumb issue and everything else, that there's a reason for it when the weather gets cold. And you wanted to explain it.
Yeah. When you, first of all, you got to consider what is a football? It's pigskin, right? What is any skin when it gets cold or gets hot? You know, it has natural oils that is within the skin. So when it gets cold, the football gets extremely hard and it gets extremely slick. That's why Tom Brady, Deflategate, he wanted the balls a little under pressure because it's easier to grip and easier to throw. But when the ball's had is it has its normal, you know, air pressure, the ball becomes slick. That's why you should start seeing fumbles pick up. Also, this is the time of the year where you can look forward to teams that really invest heavily in their special teams. Because now if you looked at all the kickoffs, the ball falls shorter because when it's cold, the ball doesn't carry as far when you kick the ball. So now it's going to be times where now all these guys have been running down and you see them, they run and you know the ball's going to the end zone. They run in and they put their hands up. Now somebody's going to be hitting them in their damn chest. So now you actually got to play special teams because on kickoffs now, now is going to be time where it's going to be more returns than ever. And, you know, the ball's going to be out a lot more because guys don't know how to handle the football, especially if upback's got to carry it if it's that far. So now watch the specialty kicks coming out because kickers without strong legs. The reason a couple years ago they moved the kickoff up because they didn't want a lot of returns because they didn't want guys getting messed up because they realized that more concussions came from kickoffs than any other thing.
Right.
So they moved it up 5 yards. But what that allowed is for people without strong legs to really hide in the NFL. So they kick these flat balls because they know it's going to go deep enough in the end zone where people aren't going to be able to do it. The real kickers with big legs were getting it in the end zone, but when you watch how much height it has and airtime it has on it. So now guys are going to be trying to kick it, and it's going to be falling short, and you're going to start seeing some great car crashes. You're going to see some guys becoming bums or being on people's lists because they had untimely, you know, drops or fumbles, you know. So Aaron Rodgers, that's just the beginning of it. And now we're going to see the teams that have depth and great young talent because that's the majority of people that make up your special teams.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's continue with the conversation with the callers. We got Nick in Pennsylvania. What's up, Nick?
Hey, guys. How's it going? I think it's the same chair, a three-way tie. You got them with no sense of urgency in the fourth quarters. You got Aaron Rodgers knowing that with Davante Adams, with Nelson, with Jennings, like nothing came right off the bat. It all took years to develop. And you got ownership that it's just like the Who song, the new boss, same as the old boss. Undervaluing the middle of the defense, no middle linebacker to speak of. We got defense that's also playing more, it seems like more zone and less man-to-man. You also got Aaron Rodgers, who in the Bills game, I don't know if you watched that one, but like there's a lot of times where he looked like he was completely lost in the pocket, dropping back into the back of the pocket when the back of the pocket was collapsing, but the front of the pocket was still open, and he'd run right into the defender.
You could see that Rodgers isn't right this year, Nick. I think you could just see he's not typical Rodgers, or at least the level, the standard that we have expected. And thanks for the call, Nick. And just to point out also, when he says ownership, I think he's talking about front office. We all know that is
Mark Murphy,
not a team with an actual owner. Right. But do you see, is there anything more to pick from off this thing? Like, how about even defensively? Is this team just not a good defensive team?
Well, Joe Barry is somebody that you know, played differently last year. You call they were more man-to-man. You know, you saw the frustration, you know, the first game of the season when they lost to Minnesota, mm-hmm. when Zaire Alexander was like, hey, they paid me to travel, and they let Justin Jefferson get away from me because they just moved him and motioned him, and we weren't traveling. So,
right.
You know, they did, you know, invest in the middle linebacker. Campbell is a pro bowler from last year, and they drafted Quay Walker, you know, from the national championship, you know, Georgia Bulldogs mm-hmm. team. So they did that, but they still can't stop the run. And that was apparent again yesterday when King Henry was able to do his business. You know, but to go back and say he looks like he doesn't know what he's doing in the pocket, everybody's kind of doing with, you know, or going to try and do what Tennessee did. They don't really get up the field on Aaron Rodgers. They make sure they stay to depth, and they keep him in the pocket. So even when you saw him with the intentional grounding, there was really nowhere for him to escape because guys are really rushing, and you heard, you know, some of the professionals talk about it on Get Up. They're rushing as a unit, and they're trying to close everything in. If you get up the field, then you give them an opportunity to step up or step out. But they kind of keep them and make them throw the ball from a well is what the terminology what football players use. Make them throw it from a well. Don't get up the field, because if you get up the field, then he can step up mm-hmm. and get out and make some things happen, those off-schedule plays. But they did a great job in bottling him up and keeping him there. Same thing people try and do to Kyler Murray. They treat Aaron Rodgers as a mobile quarterback.
Yeah, I heard Ninko mention that too. Right? He was talking about how what he said was is the worst place to be is behind the quarterback, right?
Yeah, because now he can see. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, now he can see. And so for Aaron Rodgers, again, it's, you know, it's a bad look after what seemed like a really big win over Dallas. The 3rd and 12 with 9 minutes to go, he throws it too far ahead of Sammy Watkins. The 3rd and 3 with 5 minutes to go. I mean, he just airmails one to Alan Lazard. Yeah. Just things that you just don't expect. He does finish 24-49, 227 yards and 2 touchdowns, both to Christian Watson. And the one at the end of the half was vintage Aaron Rodgers. But for the rest of that game, it just didn't look right. And so ESPN's Football Power Index has a 6% chance now for Green Bay at 4-7 to make the playoffs. Absolutely incredible. All right, we've talked enough about this game and Aaron Rodgers. Let's go around the league and get Bart's takes on the biggest games that now we look forward to on Sunday in Week 11. That's coming up next. Your calls as well. It's Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn podcast. You can listen to the guys live weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio. Plus, you can listen and watch the guys on the ESPN app. This is the Bart and Hahn podcast.